Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. While the House was in session for quite a few days in October, passed a large number of pieces of legislation, including some important legislation that will crack down on fraud that happens in an important state program that provides food for low-income people. What's going on here?
Legislation is currently on the governor's desk that would help prevent food stamp fraud by imposing tougher penalties for the illegal trafficking of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefits. Senate Bill 1127 would create a new penalty for the fraudulent trafficking of SNAP benefits in an amount greater than $2,500. Violators would be required to pay restitution of up to three times the amount of fraud they committed. The legislation stems from a case uncovered last year by the Office of Inspector General, in which a Harrisburg restaurant traded drugs for electronic benefit transaction, or EBT cards, and bought thousands of dollars of supplies from a food wholesale club to be resold for profit. This serious fraud problem across Pennsylvania diverts both food and resources away from a program designed to help our most vulnerable citizens.
Also, there's an important program for those who might need assistance with their home heating this year that is now accepting applications. What do folks need to know?
Pennsylvania residents who are struggling with their home heating bills can now apply for assistance from the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, also known as LIHEAP, beginning on Thursday, November 1st. LIHEAP is a federally funded program that helps individuals and families pay their heating bills through home heating energy assistance grants. It also provides crisis grants to help in the event of an emergency or if a resident is in danger of losing his or her heat due to broken equipment, lack of fuel, or termination of utility service. The income eligibility requirements for LIHEAP are set at 150% of the federal poverty income level. For example, the income limit for an individual is just over $18,000. For a couple, the limit is just under $25,000. And for a family, it's just over $37,000. Residents may apply for LIHEAP online or by contacting the county assistance office in their county of residence. Or you can visit the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services website at www.dhs.pa.gov for additional information. Again, that website is www.dhs.pa.gov.
Well, Pennsylvania has many, many veterans, and there's many programs designed to provide outreach to them, and I understand that there is a grant program that helps these veterans out, and it's now open. What's going on?
Pennsylvania has the fourth largest veteran population in the nation, with nearly 800,000 veterans. As part of an ongoing effort to assist the many programs involved in outreach to those veterans, the Pennsylvania Department of Military and Veterans Affairs is now accepting applications for the 2018-2019 Veterans Trust Fund grant cycle. Up to $800,000 in VTF grant funding will be competitively awarded for the programs and services specifically benefiting Pennsylvania veterans. The VTF is funded by Pennsylvanians who voluntarily donate when applying for or renewing driver's licenses, photo IDs, or motor vehicle registrations. Purchasing Honor Our Veterans license plates also provides funding, and individuals can also make private donations. To learn more about the VTF and the grant application process, you can visit www.vtf.pa.gov. Again, www.vtf.pa.gov. And if you have any questions about LIHEAP, veterans grants, or any other programs, you can always contact our office. Our phone number is 610-965-9933. Again, 610-965-9933.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Ryan McKenzie.